Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, talkers. Happy hump day. We are hanging out with the original crew here. Lori and Julia are in studio. Julia's definitely coming off a little bit of a sick rest, but sounds pretty good.
Sick rest. Sick rest.
Call it a sick rest.
I thought it was sick hell.
Sick hell. Well, there you go. But sick. You sound a lot better now than you did a couple days ago.
Oh, no. The minute I got the steroids in my body, my lungs just started to open up and I could breathe.
Yeah. And Grant and I, and we're on alert for any strange personality changes that can happen as a result of steroids. You
steroids,
know that, right?
They can cause aggression. They can.
Aggression.
Not that
I think
you've been
you're
at all.
Too tired from your experience, but just know that that is a side effect of steroid.
Well, like massive steroids over time.
Yeah. No. Even just having a short burst.
Yeah, like yeah, that's why they have you take them in the morning, not before you go to bed, okay. Because it kind of wakes you up.
Okay,
and gets
first
your heart
of all,
rate
I've
going.
Not followed any of those rules, if that's yeah. indeed what it says.
Well,
I
yes.
picked, I finally got them.
Oh,
I went
dear.
To the pharmacy twice. There's a staffing shortages at pharmacies.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Grant, I had another one yesterday.
Did you not take this in the morning?
Well, no, I started them yesterday afternoon because the minute I got it, I'm in the car and I'm like, I need to be able
to breathe.
That's
breathe.
Smart.
Yeah.
So I got it in me right away, and then I was supposed to take 4 in the first 24 hours. Yeah. It doesn't say anything about time of day.
Well, it's just 10. I take them all the time for my back, and because they wake you up, we don't need to get into too much health talk here. They recommend.
You. I slept so
they
much.
They recommend it. You don't take them in the evening. That's all.
Oh, wow.
But if you're on a
that's
regular schedule, you got to do
I'm
it.
Not on a regular schedule. Everything's off schedule. All I know is I couldn't breathe at all.
That's not a good feeling.
It's the worst.
Well, we're happy you're back.
Yeah.
I am so happy to be back.
I do want to just say thank you to Mackenzie Scott, you know, Jeff Bezos.
She donated more money.
Yeah, $2 billion. Gave another $2 billion. Jeff Bezos gives $100 million to Dolly to give away. And then she's like, here's $2
billion. I got
to
say something about him.
He is so good.
That's so awesome.
I want to say something about him, though.
Okay.
First of all, are we going to do this Amazon
mm-hmm.
thing?
Will,
let's
yeah.
listen to this audio.
This is just like, I like it when the morning news programs do have a worthwhile scam alert.
Yes.
This
because
is
it is a misnomer to think that it is just like boomers or older people that
right.
are getting scammed. All kinds of ages of people
yes.
get scammed. That's why companies make you do your little phishing tests and all these things because you're working on computer. But because
Lori,
yeah,
tell
listen,
them how you wait a minute. Here's how
but
Lori
I don't
does
open
her.
A thing.
Julia, what should I say?
No one can Julia, fish what's... me because I don't open emails. Okay,
which is so bad for a college.
okay, but all right, but that is like it's a blanket way of taking care of yourself, but.
Yeah. It is so wrong in so many ways, but okay.
I love it. So anyway, but Amazon, because so many people of all ages do order
yes.
from Amazon,
okay.
Amazon wants to get the word out about these impersonation scams that are happening during the holiday shopping season. So this is just a little report. Thank you, ABC.
This morning, Amazon warning about a rise in online and mobile scams this holiday season. The company finding more than 50% of the impersonation scams its customers report are fake order confirmations.
A scammer will send a fake order confirmation looking like you bought something online or in a store and pretend that you need to urgently contact customer service and they'll give you a link or a phone number to try and contact them.
Like this fraudulent text message asking a customer to click a link contacting customer care if they didn't place an order. But if you look closely, the O in the order is actually a zero. And this one, a less obvious fake. It sends information about a fake order and asks the customer to call for a refund.
Scammers are going to try to use your emotions against you so that you react and give them what they want, which is usually your money or your personal information.
The FTC receiving more than 3 million reports of impersonation scams over the last 4 years, with losses of more than $6 billion to consumers. To keep your money and your personal information safe this holiday season, Amazon warns, don't click suspicious links, don't call or text numbers you don't recognize, be wary of a sense of urgency, and when in doubt, contact customer service directly and report it.
If you want to check your real order history, if you want to really contact our customer service, you go to Amazon.com or use the Amazon app.
Now, if you think you've been scammed, you should contact your bank immediately. You tell them you suspect there's a fraudulent charge on your account. Ask them to have that transaction reversed and cancel your credit card. You need a new credit card now because your number's out there. Yeah. If you used a gift card, you can contact the company that issued that card. Tell them it was used in a scam. Ask them to refund the money and issue a new gift card to you. And for Amazon specifically, you can also use their scam reporting feature. That is at Amazon.com/report a scam so they can investigate it. And if you're using Gmail, Yahoo, or other common email providers, Amazon also recommends looking for the Amazon Smile logo. That's an icon, and it is in your inbox to verify the message, in fact, is from the retail giant and not a con artist. Guys, the bottom line here, Robin, we talk about this so much. If you are in doubt,
they're so good at impersonation. We've become, and I almost wonder if sometimes maybe younger people could be getting scammed more
because they're so trustworthy about technology, about e-commerce.
There's a trust there, and you're just like replying back. So
this happened to my parents recently, the same exact thing. They sent my mom an email about a previous purchase that needed to be refunded. So my mom called the number in the email. Of course, this was an Apple situation. And then they were like, well, we need to get your credit card to give you the refund. And then, boom.
Oh, yeah.
And
no, they're very sophisticated, though. And like it said in that story, by pretending and then also playing on people's emotions, because sometimes people have a lot of online things in the air.
So
there's stuff going on. They can't keep track of it. And it does, people get emotional about it.
Well, you know what I was emotional about? Lori and I had the best idea for our red carpet outfits. Do you know this story, Grant?
Oh, no. But I remember you were trying to get this taken care of prior to Project Down and Dirty.
Prior to the red carpet event. Because I thought it would be so funny if we got out of the limo at our Project Down and Dirty movie wearing swans like Bjork
through,
did.
Through our dress or whatever we were wearing. Right. So that it was like around our necks like and part of our outfit.
Because it's the iconic red carpet looks that I thought it would have been so funny.
Did you finally get them?
No, they never came. They kept changing the date. They kept changing the date. I was so bummed because I had so much lead time on it, and they never came. That's happened to me twice.
Yeah. So
with stuff.
If you're going across, you know, overseas like that, even though they say a date, never trust that date if it's overseas.
Julia, don't you remember those funny sun hats I got with the splat guard?
Yes.
And they came from China right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yes.
Julia and I were like, are we going to have to wear these? Those things came like 6 months later.
They did.
And they were broken and
they
so
were really
dumb.
They were so dumb.
But that was an emotional buying that
it
we
is.
Were doing, if you can like think about it.
Yeah,
which,
it is.
You know, it's like a bad nightmare.
If you think you're experiencing any type of scam right now out there, there is a hotline with the FTC. It's 1-877-382-4357.
Yeah.
And that is
Here's what I say. Ignore any texts or emails that come to you about any online order.
You still want to report it because these people, the FTC is doing.
This is like what Jen Shah did.
They're helping you out. Because there's elderly people who may have questions. Is this a scam or isn't this a scam?
Yeah,
so this
yeah.
will allow them to walk you through the situation. Yeah. Or young kids, too. So that's just a number that you can use.
Anyway, thank you, Amazon, for the public service.
Yes,
and thank you, ABC, for putting it all together. All right, we'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so Laura, you were gone.
Yeah.
But Grant and I were way ahead of this latest trend, which is on all the news stations this morning, Grant.
Really?
Mouth taping.
Oh, that stupid thing. Okay. I couldn't even believe it when I saw it. I thought, what? Do people have to be told not to do this? This is a terrible idea?
It isn't, though. We had a couple people call in, and it's good for people who that... Grant, they said it was good for anxiety.
I've read that, yeah.
Because it gets air directly through your mouth cavity up to your brain.
You're supposed to breathe through your nose. Breathing, apparently, is all the rage, what we've been supposed to be doing forever. I just laughed. Grant, but it was all over. Three different shows this morning.
Casey and I looked at each other, and he goes, do people need to be told not to put tape over their mouth, that that's a bad idea when they sleep? And I go...
But here,
apparently, I mean, I couldn't even believe it.
We laughed.
Is it for people who always sleep with their mouth open?
Yeah, and it's just a little teeny tiny piece of tape that you could still breathe on the sides.
But remember when
just...
those nose strips were all a thing?
Yeah, breathe right.
Is that still a thing? Does that work?
Yeah, that still works. A lot of football players used them to help give themselves breath while they're playing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I personally could not fall asleep with my mouth taped
shut.
It was so funny.
It was so it gave me anxiety.
Grant and I were doing it as a test, and he remembered, and I didn't.
Right. And now, why would you?
I can't even breathe. I'm not going to do anything to.
It didn't work to with dismiss, the beer diminish either. That.
Okay, here's a couple things. Apparently, the Vikings won on Sunday.
Apparently.
We left the cabin when Kirk Cousins didn't get into the end zone.
Oh, you what?
You missed the best part of the game.
Found out, even
I saw it.
Found out at night, like 6 hours later.
Why didn't you have the radio on?
In the car, because we were in Wisconsin, so we had the Packers, because you don't get the Vikings in Wisconsin.
Right.
That's so bad.
No, I know. So that happened. But this, to reward us for the most amazing game, because that was a great game until the game was great. We look like we were a great team.
Well, it would have been a horrible game if we'd lost, which is more typical.
Yeah.
I thought we lost.
That's what we're used to.
The refs were trying to give it to them. There were two calls. There was like 12 men on the field in the last minute on the other team. They didn't call
it. But,
that.
Julia, that's what we're used to. That's why we laughed.
Okay, well, that was interesting that we'd throw him in. But apparently, statistically, he'd been doing it. But the Vikings now are playing against the Cowboys this Sunday.
And
we are getting the top crew from CBS.
Oh.
We are getting Tomi Romo. We are getting Jim Nantz and Tracy Wolfson.
But the biggest thing is right now we're underdogs at home against a team that has lost to the Packers.
Let it go.
Okay, so, all right. If I were single and looking to mingle, I would be hanging out at the bar at the Four Seasons.
Okay, let me just tell you.
Because it's very close to the football stadium.
It is not at all, Lori.
It is, too.
Lori.
It is close. It is close. Close enough.
It's close. It's not too far.
It's not too far. And it's the only five-star that's downtown.
Okay, well, that's the thing that it has going
on. But it is closer than many other things because it's over there like on 8th. It's closer to the library, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, I'd be down there. There's going to be a lot of
young... That would be the hotel bar.
I went to last year. I went to the Cowboy Viking game.
So did I, and we lost to their backup quarterback.
We did. and I remember there were more Cowboys there, I felt like, than Viking fans.
Yeah, there were. But
that's what I'm seeing. All these downtown Minneapolis bars on Friday
what
and Saturday.
What time is the game on Sunday?
Get this. It's a 3:00 it's in the afternoon.
It's a later game.
It's going to be... Everybody's going to be down there having
brunch
and drinks.
And people are going to stay overnight on Sunday night. Ooh. And I'm just saying that if it's like one of the... You're like... Somebody who likes out of towners in football, you know.
And so
there's
going to
be action. Going to be action, Julia.
Lori, I love you.
Listen. I always want to think like someone who's getting action. I mean, I am getting action.
You know who gets action all by themselves?
Are you a football fan or is that just a cowboy
in my
pocket?
Right.
Are you a football fan or is that what?
Or is that just a cowboy in my pocket?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for God's sakes! All right, who is getting action all by themselves? Which we probably didn't know before.
Is this a riddle? Your hand?
Well, that too. But it could be your trunk. Okay. It could be your wing.
Okay.
It could be your tail.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your paws.
Mm-hmm.
But elephants, walruses, bats, lizards, penguins, and monkeys all pleasure themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my God, they got a suction cup.
Well,
look at an elephant. I mean, think about that. And it's very bendable, and it can go right down. Good Lord.
Yeah, good
that
Lord.
Might be the best one.
BYOSC. Bring your own suction cup.
Trunk.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There you go.
Bring your own hose.
There you go. Oh, for God's sake.
You brought that to the table.
That's right. Julia, what am I going to do with
this? Okay, so poor Grant last week is wanting to play boom, chicka, boom, boom for everything. And I'm like, that wasn't even dirty. He's like, but I thought it was going to go there.
Yeah.
If Lori was here, it would have been dirty already 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. There was a couple of those moments.
We did have a couple. Mm-hmm. Okay, Suni Lee, our gal, our Olympic girl, woman. Mm-hmm. She's quitting. After completing her this year of college, and she's going to go back and set her sights on Paris. Mm-hmm. And because of the new NCAA rules that people can make money from endorsements and go back and forth between college and the Olympics, she can now compete.
Awesome. Yeah.
So she's very excited about that.
It's cool she got to be.
Did you see the little mascot for Paris?
Yes, the little cat. Yeah. Minute, it had three quarters.
I'm going to say that looks like a little man in a boat on a female's body, if you know what I'm talking about. That looked like the little man in the boat. Okay?
It did.
With eyes and tennis shoes to show where everything is. But I'm like, oh, look at that. The little bitty itty.
I can't laugh because it hurts too much.
You know,
I know what you're talking about.
But
does anyone know Minute? It had three corners. Three corner had Minute. Does anyone know that song?
No. Mm-mm.
It's my hat. It has three corners.
Oh,
but it's,
is that a song? Is that an ode?
Yeah, it was like not to the
not
canoe.
To the kitty. Not to the canoe.
No.
The little man in a boat.
No.
I wonder
is
where
is that
we
an ode to the kitty?
Oh man.
Gosh. Where do you go? Lori, I was free. I didn't think dirty for a whole week.
Wow, Julia.
I didn't. Grant did.
I did. I kept this level.
That thing, that's what that looked like.
It was very funny, but it's the three-corner, the old three-corner hat, which was very hard to wear in the wind.
Yeah, no, you saw the Crazy Horse Cabaret girls had those on, and they looked quite fetching.
That's right.
The tricolor hat.
You never know when you're going to need three corners on your hat.
Yeah, with nothing, you know, I mean, they looked so good, naked in a tricolor, that kind of hat. But I'm telling you, those little things look like it's a manual sex like thing.
Do you
understand? This is what this is.
I had no time.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anymore. I'm going to pull my ears out.
Julia, you don't have a voice. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to help you. Now she's having a coughing attack, so see, it all worked out.
It did.
It all worked out. All right, listen. We are going to find out what the TV show is that Julia is watching. And don't forget, at some point, we're going to be playing our pink song. We're giving away tickets for next August. Beyonce and Lizzo, they had good days yesterday.
Yes, they did, all the nominations.
And I just love this little Lizzo story before we talk TV. So there's this this author, she's a poet, and she went on TikTok at the end of October, and she made a plea to Lizzo and said, could I borrow your 2022 Emmys dress? You know, I'm built like you. Yeah. I kind of look like you. Right? I'm a big woman. And because I've been invited to this thing, but I don't have, you know, anything to wear, and I don't have the money. And I know how it feels to be the biggest biatch in the room.
Right?
And she does this whole TikTok to Lizzo.
It's awesome.
And but I please, she doesn't, you know, hear anything because, of course, you know, every once in a while we get excited here and we tweet somebody and we never hear from
Reese,
them.
We're still waiting.
And anyway, so just yesterday, she posted a video of herself running downstairs
to get the package.
She got a box and it was Lizzo's dress from the American Music Awards 2019, this ruffled thing. And then she couldn't believe it. And then she put it on and then did another TikTok and she looks amazing in it.
Oh, isn't that a great story?
And Lizzo has yet to comment on it, but she just mailed it to her.
Fairy
Figured
godmother.
It out. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's this ruffled one, and she was just like, you know, out magazine, here I come, because she is, she had nothing to wear to this major event.
I love that.
And, you know, hard to find a dress to fit. Like she said, I'm a big girl like you. Anyway, so like that is like, that's, that makes me really like TikTok.
That's great.
That's super sweet. Well, anyway. So TV, last week you
were having his Grant called it sick rest.
Oh yeah,
but you are laying around, and eventually you have to be watching some kind of TV because you're too sick to read.
I couldn't read.
No,
I was bummed because I wanted to read, but
I couldn't. You know, when you don't feel well, who wants to watch all those words jumping around?
I can't. Right.
So I became obsessed. So last week we had listeners call in. I think this is a bi-weekly thing. And they introduced us to shows they're watching that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the one that stuck with me is Extraordinary Attorney Woo. It's a Korean legal drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it is...
I gotta write this down.
Lori, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
What's it called?
It's Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Okay.
And the
You know I love my Korean drama.
I know, Lori, you're going to die.
Yeah, this is right up your alley.
Lori, it's a Korean drama, a legal drama.
Okay.
And Woo Young Woo is the name of this young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, Grant, who is autistic. And you don't often hear about women being autistic as much as boys. It seems more prevalent. And it is the stigmas around autism. It's the brilliancy of her autism.
Of how she's a genius. Laser focus.
And it's her story is so compelling. And no one would hire her initially at a law firm because she's autistic. And how she gets hired. And there's all these great backstories in the story. But it is so charming, eye-opening, wonderfully wonderful.
Oh, good.
And she has
it on Netflix?
Yeah, and she has an obsession with whales.
Okay.
So everything is, it just is so great. And so I've been asking people who I know who have autistic kids, do you think this is a real representation? And most of them haven't seen it yet. So I kind of looked it up online to see. And in Korea, having autism or any disabilities is seen as...
Or you don't even talk about it.
You don't even talk about it.
It's not acknowledged.
It's not acknowledged in Japan, I think.
The Asian
company countries.
Culture is the expectation for you to be better than me and to succeed. And, you know, and all of that is very true. And it's part of, because why wouldn't you improve your
next
life,
generation,
the next generation, right. It's just that's the way it's supposed to be,
and such a stigma around it.
Well, and not to, like for sure, something like autism, which cannot be, you know, there's it's a spectrum, it's a rainbow of all these things, and so people just don't want to even acknowledge that anything less than perfect exists. And what is perfect,
right? and literally, this Woo Young Woo woman, I mean, she is so great. So when this show started in South Korea, and it's got 16 episodes.
Wow, okay.
So it's not a short seasons. One, but I blew through it.
Okay.
It started, it aired on ENA Network, which is a South Korean network, from June 29th to August 18th, and they did two episodes every Wednesday and Thursday night. It was the number one aired show ever.
Wow.
Ever. And it's about this young woman with autism. It is...
Say the name again.
It's called Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Okay.
And it stars this part. Her
That's
name
probably
is,
the literal translation too.
Well, and Woo Young Woo, and just it is such a delightful show. I haven't experienced a show like this that's so different, so unique, so smart, and I think so eye opening. And so I just want to, again, bring attention to it. Lori, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I know. I love the Korean dramas.
I know.
Anyway.
And I watched
I think that they do such a, like, they're amazing with their scary, their zombie. But they also are amazing with...
human.
There's a heart to the story that is very, almost soapy, but done with really great writing, so it doesn't feel that way.
It's so great. And I think the other thing about it, so here's what I would recommend. I listened to it in English with subtitles because doing it any other way, just subtitles wasn't enough. So I listened to it in English, you know, just put on English, but had the subtitles too, because there's a lot in there that you want to catch. I'm telling you, I can't wait for more people to know. I can't wait for you to know about this because you're going to love this.
I know.
Grant, like I don't know if you had a chance to watch it.
I did. I watched one episode, maybe half of the second one.
They're long.
Yeah, they're really long. It's you will love this, Lori. I just have so many other things I'm watching.
They're long, and it's a commitment. And it was.
I didn't stick with
and
it.
And you
not
had
because
nothing but time on your hands. I had being on
nothing. And they're longer than an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a
lot. I binged The Crown. That was all I could think about when I got home. I was like, I've got to at least watch three episodes of The Crown before Monday.
Right.
You know, because I knew that I didn't think maybe you'd watched all of it, but it had been out for over a week.
Right.
You know, and so that's what Casey and I watched that. I don't know what the hell Prince Charles and his people were squawking about.
Yet, Lori. They probably hadn't seen it yet.
Because, you know, you want to know what? Charles got off easy in season 5 of The Crown.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. I did like it. But, I mean, okay, you know, they did tampon gate, that whole thing, you know, verbatim. But, you know, that also showed to me that how heinous these papers are and how invasive they were. And to me, it should be reminding Charles about what a-holes they are. Right. And they were to him, and they've been to Harry and Meghan. It should make his eyes open. Right. But he's nothing but a gaslighter, that Prince Charles.
In this?
He gets off so easy by Peter Morgan.
That's what they said. He was pretty sympathetic to him.
So simple.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I thought Elizabeth Debicki was embodied Princess Diana. You know, I thought,
I don't like the Queen.
I don't like the Queen.
I don't like the Queen.
Yeah,
that was my issue. I don't like her.
No, that wasn't the Queen. Queen Elizabeth didn't evolve into a doddering granny at 65 in any way, shape, or form.
I didn't like her.
And
I've only watched two episodes.
Yeah. I would agree with you totally on that. So
especially when it starts out with Claire Foy, you know, christening
the
Britannica. We talked all about that ship last week.
You and I have talked about this. We felt that they had aged these people too much. They could have had the Queen. They could have had, what's her name? Olivia Colman.
Do the last.
Do these last 2 years. It never made sense to us. The aging process for the Queen.
Right. So besides her, did you have the same sentiment?
So I think William's getting off easily. And I think, I guess I've Googled a few things.
Yeah.
But I really don't understand why they made such a fuss about this.
Because it's a terrible time period for him.
No, I think what it is that the one takeaway people might take from this is, wow, we see Charles hire the spin doctor so that he and Camilla, because it's taken them 17 years to spin her to be
Queen consort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it would not have been normally done, as you see. But you see how stuffy the family there, how rigid. And I thought, if Charles did watch this, he would see this is exactly what they're doing to Meghan and Harry.
Right.
Okay. They've done this before.
Yeah.
Hello, Charles. So in that way, I think people will really dislike him because it's such a straight line from Diana to Meghan. They tried to make Diana seem like she was crazy. They did not play that up in this episode. But Prince Charles, I mean, the stuff that they put out there. And when they tried to out her that she was someone who vomited.
Right, bulimia.
She stood up and gave a speech and she said, I have bulimia. And she turned around and owned it because they were trying to make her be ashamed of everything that she was.
Did it move you like last year? That's what I want to know. I mean, like, besides the Prince Charles stuff, did you feel moved?
For Diana, I felt really full of admiration for her because she was 19.
Yeah, put into an unbearable situation.
And she honestly loved him. Remember, Julie, what if you'd married the first boy? Like, I mean, we are so idealistic at an age, and she was had to be a virgin, Grant. So you have absolutely no experience with men, and she's a shit. She just wanted to be loved, and her parents got divorced. He was handsome. Aww. He pretended. He lied. He broke her heart, and then he gaslit her for 14 years. Aww. It's women can relate to this, and now they do the same thing to Meghan. They're gaslighting that everything about them, and Prince Charles doesn't see it, and he won't put a stop to it.
I'm all right. So I didn't want to go on.
Yeah, well,
because I wasn't feeling the emotional connection.
One of the best episodes is the one with just meeting Mohammed Fayed.
Yes. Okay.
That is a great episode. Okay. That's so cool.
He owned Harrods.
You got to watch that episode.
Okay. Because remember when we went in Harrods? Oh gosh. So lovely.
His son was with Diana and the Dodi Al Fayed. Dodi Al Fayed, and he won an Oscar for producing Chariots of Fire.
The most hated movie that should have never won an Oscar.
Oh. All right, listen, we'll be right back.
Meaning of
well,
this.
That was fast. A Real Housewife of New York, you know, in the new rebooted with the seven women that none of them know each other, and now they're going to be New York. She's already left the show. Lizzie Sevesky has left
while they're
the show.
Filming?
Wow.
Are they filming still?
Is that called Faster Than a New York Minute? Okay. What's the saying?
Faster Than a New York Minute.
She was on that show, Faster Than a New York Minute. She's quit the reboot. Multiple sources. Now, what Lizzie did, she's a social media influencer.
Well, that's who she is.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm just saying.
Tell me your last name.
Her name is Lizzie Sevesky. And she, as soon as she was announced, she started getting insane threats, and people were, you know, targeting her with anti-Semitic.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, crap and lines and this, and she was afraid. Whereas when she was just a social media influencer, and then she got up to this level, and she experienced hate from cast and fans.
Well, here's the headline from August 22nd. Meet Lizzie Sevesky, new Real Housewives of New York star, set to shake up Bravo show, is Texans influencer, is married to a plastic surgeon, has been open about her struggle with alcohol. So that was when we were first meeting her.
Yeah.
So she's already off.
She's already off the show, and Ramona Singer has announced she's not coming back to the show, and that's because the show
never asked her back.
Yeah, never asked her back.
Yeah.
We knew that was coming. My God, she was just, she'd run out of.
We're done with her. We were done.
But Lizzie, you know, I would have thought that, well, I wonder if she'll even be in any of the episodes.
I don't know.
Like, what happened?
She had a regrettable incident in March.
With the cast?
At a bar, at a local LGBTQ bar. Uh-oh. She had to issue an apology, and she admitted to her struggles with that.
All right, so there's something on film, and she would like it not to be on, and the only way they said they won't show it is for her to leave the show, or something like that.
Okay, here's what she said. It's one day at a time. I'm in recovery, taking steps to ensure it doesn't happen again. I'm grateful to my family, friends, and their constant support, sincerely.
Oh, dear.
Okay, there we go.
So, yeah, she probably drank too much and said something terrible on film, and the only way for it not to be shown is for her to quit the show. But then part of me wonders, will they even show it honor anyway. That? And will they show it anyway? What's in the fine print? Lizzie better get a lawyer.
Jeez.
She better get a lawyer. You guys, Gabby, the ghost whisperer bachelorette.
She's in the finals.
Well, and she's broken up with Eric.
They have been broken up this whole time.
Well, of course, but they've just now announced it, Julia. She just told Entertainment Tonight on Monday.
I watched it.
The end of our relationship happened because we weren't completely in step. Do you see what she did there? Making a pun. So you know they've been broken up for a while.
Yep.
And in sync with each other, another dance thing. And in our common goals or just the way we approach life. So the Hollywood speak on that is
they've been broken up forever.
A long time. And they weren't compatible in any way except sexually.
First of all, okay, let's just go back. She's an excellent dancer. And
she's
that
got
long,
dancer legs.
She does that go on. Now, did we talk about Len retiring yesterday?
Well, we just said we can see we felt it was coming when they went to Disney Plus, Julia.
But it's okay, so what they did this
because they're depriving Len and all of his legion of lady fans that have watched him on ABC all these years, they don't get to see him. Do you know how maddening that is for all these long-time fans?
I've watched it, though.
Well, I know.
But this week it was just a best of.
I did ask my mom. None of her friends have Disney Plus. None of those ladies.
I know.
In their 70s.
It's not. That's the problem with Disney Plus is because their programming is so limited to like kids and men middle-aged with Marvel and Star Wars. Not that women don't get into it, but it's such a limited library.
Yeah, she's like, I can't. She said, if I had grandkids that stayed over here.
Yeah, but there's just.
She feels like she has enough with her three streamers.
She
doesn't want any more than that.
I get it. And what Disney Plus wants us to know today is now you can see Daryl Hannah's butt in the movie Splash.
Oh, they finally
put it back in.
Oh, good.
Because now they have a parental locking feature.
Yeah. Honestly. And ABC on the Bachelor in Paradise. Do you notice how they put a black thing over anyone who has a thong on?
Yes. I don't. And that's.
That's what I get. Wears.
Although here's what I'd like. I wish the men would start wearing thongs. I would like to see
there
equal opportunity
that's
bun
right.
stuff. Okay.
So
if they
funny.
All did that, if we saw man and woman
You're
and
so funny.
And whoever, whatever you identify, but just multiple buns anywhere, they wouldn't have to put black boxes over them.
There you go.
You know.
I'm with you.
But okay, Zoe Kravitz, she's, you know, got chatting with GQ magazine.
Who's Zoe
Kravitz. Lenny and her mom's Lisa Bonet. She was married to the French guy for a hot
minute. I always
want
to call her something else. Yeah,
Big Little Eyes.
Yes,
she
yes,
dates
yes.
Chana. Magic
yes,
Mike Last
yes,
Dance
does.
Trailer came out yesterday. We posted it. He and Salma Hayek are getting it. But okay, I will say I watched that trailer again.
I gotta watch it. All right.
I did watch that trailer again. And I'm just like, okay, I hope there's not too much story.
Yeah. Dance, dance, dance.
Oh, why?
I don't want to have a story like that get bogged down in too much story. I'm kind of
You're
a guy
so
that way.
Fun.
I want to keep it to the
You're so
to the,
funny.
To the dance floor.
Yeah, to the dance floor.
Oh, my god!
I don't want to have a whole lot of feelings being talked about and this and that. But anyway, she's...
I love you, Lori.
Yeah, Zoe.
She's such a guy.
Zoe is talking about Chanum in this interview.
Oh, all right.
And here's what she said.
This will be good.
She called him, she said, he's a wonderful human.
I hate this human crap.
Oh.
Can you not call men or women? Do we just all have to be humans?
Thank you.
I hate this human thing.
Well,
I don't like
it's
this.
It's like it's the new way of complimenting, this is what I would say.
Person,
if I were
a wonderful person.
If I were Zoe, I would lean back and say, he is a wonderful lover.
Like, just, you're not going to say that.
No, she should. That would get better headlines. And it's what we all really want to know. And you say it tongue in cheek. And, you know, she could blow a little kiss to the... I mean, I want to help her with her PR.
I hate this human thing.
Yeah.
What's wrong with person? Is person now not acceptable?
Yeah. And she doesn't know if she's ever going to get married or have kids because, you know... Listen, Julie, I know.
I don't think this is a love match forever.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I don't
really
think
not.
This one is. I think it's a bridge thing because
it is.
I listened to
totally. This is
Colleen and Bradley. There was a little blind that maybe he's got a couple.
Yeah,
dalliances. I don't know.
She freshly because she did that Kitty Island movie, and they
when
fell
is that ever
going
to come out?
I don't know when that is out, but I wish you could have kept the original title. But Carl Glusman, she went right from him and Paris.
That was a wedding, a marriage.
And right in with Chanum, who's so easy, who doesn't want to get married. He's juggling the kids, so he's like a halftime boyfriend. He is a perfect lover. I wish she would have just said he is a wonderful lover instead of a wonderful human.
I can't stand human.
It would be more headlines.
This
people
film,
would like that
this
more.
Kitty
Grant.
Island has been in Sex the works since 2017.
It's been a very long time,
and it's going to come out in sometime in 2023.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's That's obviously terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Hollywood speak. Yeah. If they can't even give us a date at this point in time, except for in 2023,
right?
Oh, and Hillary Burton to Candace Cameron Bure. Jesus doesn't like hypocrites. Because, you know, that's been going
that
on.
That is a scandal.
Oh, yeah, she's got herself
we've never liked her.
In a little
but
bit of a mess.
To leave because they're...
Oh, yeah. She's horrible. She's a horrible person.
She's, yeah.
She pretends to be a nice...
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.